All right, how are we doing tonight, M12? Yeah, dog. Hey, it's good to see everybody tonight. I especially want to welcome those of you that are here for the first time. Thank y'all so much for being our guests tonight. We would love to meet you a little bit after this. We've got a table in the back that we're going to direct you to a little bit later in the service, but welcome to M12. We are, we're going to have a little bit of a unique night tonight, because we're kind of in the middle of series. We finished the series Clutch last week. Anybody been watching a little March Madness? Got the Final Four this weekend. Final Four. Anybody going to watch the Final Four? Man, you guys are killing me right now. For real? You guys don't like to watch college basketball? I don't know what to do. It's like my favorite part of the year, and nobody's with me. I mean, I feel like all alone up here right now, man. Dang. You with me? Gee whiz, man. I'm just kidding. Okay, so it's good to see you guys. Man, I'm so glad that you guys are here. Some of you guys may or may not know this, but part of tonight is I want to kind of bring you into the loop on what God is doing in our church as a whole. So some of you know this and some of you may not, but 12 Stone, this is our church. 12 Stone is, this is one of nine 12 Stone church campuses. One of nine. And back in January, in one day, right, our church literally went from four campuses to nine campuses in one day. Isn't that crazy? As a matter of fact, if any of you have ever attended one of the new five campuses, would you guys just stand where you're at if you've attended one of the new five? Cool. Give it up for these. Cool. That's awesome. All right, you guys can sit down. Let me tell you why we celebrate that. You guys can sit down. Let me tell you why we celebrate that. We celebrate that. We celebrate that because we want to do whatever we can as a church to reach Gwinnett County, Hall County, where Flowery Branch is in Hall County. So we want to do whatever we can to reach as many people as we can as a church. And so we're super pumped. And what's really cool is that God has begun to birth a vision in our senior pastor, Kevin Myers, that I want to make sure you're in the loop on this vision. Now, you guys may have heard these words, great and awesome. And over the next 2 to 3 years, our church is entering into a time where we are calling it the great and awesome vision. Now, this is a vision that is based on a story that some of you may or may not know. It's a story in the Old Testament about a guy named Nehemiah. Show of hands, how many of you guys have ever heard of the story of Nehemiah? Okay, so some of you guys know that. And this is what I want to do tonight. PK did a video. He did a video to kind of explain what is this vision about? What does it mean? What does it look like? Okay, and it's about 3 to 4 minutes. And so what I want you guys to do is I want you to watch the screens and listen about what God is going to do, what God is stirring in our church over the next 2 to 3 years. Check this out. Let me tell you why that's important, students, because while we do M12 here every week, which is great, and we love you guys, and we love what God does in this room and what we get to do together, but as a whole, we're a part of a large church. And in our large church, we are all about, right, we are all about reaching people who are broken, reaching people who need to hear about the love and the message of Jesus, the way that you have heard of that message. And what I want you to understand is something that PK said in that video. He kind of related it to sports, right, which coming out of Clutch, we kind of understand a little bit about sports. But some of the things he said, one player, one play, one score, one matters. And what I hope you hear tonight through the video, because we have a few videos to go, but what I hope you hear is that you are a player in this great and awesome vision. This is not just something that we do as a church and we kind of watch as the greater church just does everything and we kind of watch from the outside. No, I believe, this is what I truly believe. I believe that the people that are in this room are ultimate game changers. And so when it comes to these five initiatives, right, that PK mentioned on the video, he said the words build and train and launch and dig and kids. And so in those initiatives, we are going to play a role as a ministry in some of those. So, for example, build. So the five new campuses that we just launched in January, right? Buford, Braselton, Snellville, Grayson, and Bethlehem, thank you, right? All of those areas, all of those regions, right? We want to build space for those campuses so that they have a church building like this, so that people that are in those communities that don't know Christ, that are far from Christ, can be brought near to God through those churches and those campuses, right? And then he talked about train. You guys know who Mike and Nathan are, right? They did the hosting element tonight. Mike and Nathan are awesome. Everybody love Mike and Nathan? Here's a question. What do you guys think about Mike's beard? All right, so Mike's beard is another character, so that's why I asked. But here's the thing about training people is that Mike and Nathan are here for 2 years to get trained, and our church is a part of training them to be youth pastors so that one day they will launch out maybe to one of our campuses, maybe to a church across the country. Who knows? Like Matt Hare did. He went to California. And so we're training men and women to learn how to reach students like you and adults in the greater church. And then he talked about launch. So over the next 2 to 3 years, we want to actually launch a couple more campuses. So maybe we go from 9 to, say, 10 or 11 or maybe 12. We don't have it all figured out. But what I want you to hear is that God is doing and stirring some really, really cool things in our church. Now, I want to show you a video about the initiative of DIG. How many of you guys know that, man, there is, other than America, there's a lot of places that don't have clean drinking water. Have you guys ever heard about this? Places like Africa and Haiti in particular. I know there's a lot more than that, but in particular, those two places. And so what our church wants to do is over the next 2 to 3 years, we want to try to not stop that problem, because it's a bigger problem than one church can handle. But what we want to do is we want to try to help the problem, right? So take about a minute and check out the video about DIG. You know, it's interesting because a lot of times we take things like clean drinking water for granted. We don't realize when we have a bottle of water, right, that there are many people in our world that don't have the luxury of that. And if they drink the water they have, they could literally die, right? And so our church, we want to do something about that. We want to help that. But here's the thing that I'm most excited about. I'm most excited about kids. Now, you guys may or may not know this, but in this area, in Georgia, in general, Georgia is the fourth lowest as far as high school students that graduate and go on to college. We are the fourth lowest in the education scale. There are a lot of kids in our area, some that you may know, some that you may be friends with, who knows, right, that need help in their education. And there are things that we as a church are going to do over the next couple years. We're going to partner with places like the Boys and Girls Club. Anybody ever been to the Boys and Girls Club before? Yeah, it's a great organization that helps a lot of children, of kids that are your age and younger, right? And we're going to have something called a bike drive. So you guys may have bicycles that just sit in your garage and they're just collecting dust. Well, those bikes can be used to help children learn about character and responsibility and working hard and things that they need to learn, particularly in the downtown Atlanta area. And here's what I want you to understand. We are going to play a large part in this initiative when it comes to kids and reaching out to kids that are less fortunate than you are, less fortunate than I was growing up. We're going to get to play a really cool part in this. And so here's what I want you to do. I know this is the third video, and we have two more to go. But I want you to watch this video about what we as a church are going to do for kids in Gwinnett Hall and a place in West Virginia. Check it out. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So here's what I wanted you to hear about that. There is some really cool stuff happening in our church as a whole. And over the next few months, few years, you're going to hear more and more about that. Like I said, we're going to do a bike drive in the fall. We're going to do a shoe drive in the spring of next school year. And we're going to get to donate all kinds of shoes to people in Haiti that don't have those things. And so it's going to be really cool. And it's good to sometimes just be informed as a student or as a person of what the church is all about. Because here's the thing. The church is not about a building or a place. The church is about the people and what the people do for people who are less fortunate. And so I wanted you to hear about that. But as you know, this weekend we get to celebrate what? We get to celebrate Easter. And Easter is one of my favorite times of year, and I'll tell you why. Easter is one of my favorite times of year because of the Reese's peanut butter egg. Come on. You know why? Because there's more peanut butter in the egg than just a normal Reese's peanut butter cup. It's a game changer. It's a total game changer. I love it. I also love Easter because this is the one time a year, with the exception of maybe Christmas and one other time, but this is the one time of year that a lot of people that don't really choose to go to church on the weekends, on Sundays or Saturday nights, they will choose on Easter Sunday to come to church. And they will hear a message of the gospel about who Jesus is and what Jesus has done for them. And perhaps they will get saved. They will make a decision like some of you made literally last Wednesday night in this room. And so this weekend is going to be powerful. It's going to be amazing. But I'll tell you the one thing that excites me the most about Easter, and that is the fact that we get to celebrate that Jesus is exactly who he said he was. We get to celebrate the fact that he is exactly who he said he was, and the fact that Jesus promised, he said, I will die through his death, burial, and resurrection. That's the key. Easter is all about celebrating the fact, right, that Jesus died, but 3 days later, he defeated the grave, he defeated death, and he rose from the dead, right, and ascended into heaven, and he is the Savior of the world. He is the Savior that we worship. And see, what we don't always realize, right, is the fact, and this is what I want you to write down if you want to on your outline, Easter changes everything. Easter changes everything. What Easter is about, what we celebrate at Easter, it changes everything. Because here's the thing, the fact that Jesus died on the cross didn't change everything. It's an amazing thing. It's something we celebrate. It's something we're grateful for. It shows how much and how deep his love is for us. But many, many, many people died by the way of crucifixion, which was dying by being nailed to a cross. What changes everything is the fact that Jesus fulfilled the promise. And 3 days later, you guys may have heard this term before, this set of words, that the tomb is empty. It means that Jesus is no longer in the tomb because he resurrected. He defeated death. Easter changes everything. And here's what I want to do. Over the next few minutes, I have two more videos. And this is why. Because these videos tell the story. They tell the story that is true for all of us. They tell the story of who Jesus is and what happened in the fall of man and why Jesus had to come and why he had to die on the cross and why he resurrected from the dead. But then secondly, a second video tells who we are. Who we are because of what Jesus did for us. Who we have become because of, not because of what we did, not because of anything or any decisions we made, but because of what Jesus did for you. And so here's what I want to do. I want to invite you to watch this video. It's called The King of Kings. And here's what I want to do. This is not a time for you to be focused on anything other than the screen, because this is a word-driven video where you have to watch and you have to read what words come on the screen. And I'm telling you, if you watch this and you pay attention, it might just speak to you tonight. So for the next 3 minutes, check out this video. And see, what I want you to know tonight, students, is because Jesus is the true King, because of what Jesus did for you, right, we have been given a new identity. We have been given a new identity. We no longer have to be bound by sin or shame or guilt. But what the Bible tells us is that in Christ, we have been made new. We are a new creation in Christ. The Bible says this. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. And as we wrap up tonight, I want to play one more video. And in this video, it's very much like the one we just watched. It's a word-driven video that you have to read the words. You have to watch the screen. Because here's the thing, and this is what you need to understand as you're watching this. This is you. The person this video describes is you. If you're a Christ follower, if you'd say, man, I follow Christ, I'm a Christian, I've invited Christ into my life, this video describes you. And if you're here tonight and you would say, man, I've never made the decision to follow Jesus, but I want to hear about it, then I would encourage you, as you go in your small groups tonight, talk with your small group leader. You are more than welcome to come and talk with me, and we can talk about what that looks like. But for those of you that have made that decision, this video is describing you. So check it out. See, students, it's because of Easter that is our story. It's because of Easter, what we get to celebrate, the resurrection of Christ from the dead, that we get to have that lifestyle. And here's the challenge as I pray tonight. The challenge is, I want to challenge you to invite one person, someone, to come with you this weekend for an Easter service. There's 35 services across all 9 campuses. At this campus, there is 6 services, Friday night, Saturday night, 4 on Sunday. So surely your friends can open their schedule for one of those services. And I'm telling you, how cool would it be if you got to come and you invited a friend and that became their story? Because that's what Easter's all about. So I'm going to pray for us. We got a couple announcements, and then we'll wrap up and go to small groups. God, thanks so much for tonight. Thank you for Easter. Thank you for what we get to celebrate. Thank you for what you are doing in our church as a whole, how you are moving through great and awesome, and all of the initiatives that we get to be a part of as a student ministry. I pray for this weekend that you would do amazing things. Save those who are far from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.